Hi, Cole here, creator and narrator of The Town Whispers. It's been a long summer, but the leaves once again fall, and with autumn comes longer nights that beg for darker tales. And to fill those long, cold evenings, I've launched a brand new podcast called Tiny Terrors. Tiny Terrors is a nostalgic horror anthology series that is as fun as it is dark. Join three friends as they delve into a forgotten corner of storytelling history and bring to light the darker depths yet still hidden in those often untraveled corners. Subscribe, listen, and review Tiny Terrors wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Spring, is that you? Warmer temps mean new Allbirds styles. Meet the Superlight Collection, the lightest ever shoes from Allbirds, now in fresh colors. These must-have travel shoes have a lighter-than-air feel and barely their fit that made them the most packable shoes ever. That means more comfort and less baggage. Try the Superlight Tree Runner with a cushy foam midsole and breathable eucalyptus fiber upper. Plus, they're comfy right out of the box. So, what can you do in a Superlight shoe? What can't you do is the better question. And because they're super packable, the real question is, where are you taking them? Experience how Allbirds redefines comfort. Visit Allbirds.com and use code SUPER24 for a free pair of socks with a purchase of $48 or more. That's ALLBIRDS.com, code SUPER24.
The Town Whispers is a narrative horror podcast that will tell the many stories hidden behind the rain and the fog and the trees and the darkness known as Adam. Adam, who is finally free. For that reason, I must warn you. Listener discretion is advised. After Adam's arrival in the fort, nature was silent and still. While nearly always dreary, the birds and deer never minded whether it was raining or not, the way the townsfolk did. While most people sheltered inside, unable to take note of the peculiar stillness, outside, nature had stopped in its tracks, waiting. Watching. There was no cloud of evil that descended that day. There was no rain of blood. There was, however, a feeling of pressure. The pressure of something older, something dangerous purely by its innate nature, lurking behind every tree and under every rock. But most people only saw silence and stillness in the streets of the fort, as those townsfolk avoided the deluge of cold spring rain, as well as stillness in the woods, as nature avoided that which called itself Adam. Adam itself, or himself, drifted through the branches and boughs and then over eaves and gutters as it peered in windows and snuck through open doors. He watched as Ruth McMillan worked in her knit shop, as empty of customers as it usually was, as she sat there in a chair by the window looking out into the bare street of the early morning. Then Adam watched as old farmer Alfie paced nervously in his farmhouse, still wearing his mud-caked boots, as he moved back and forth and then back and forth again until the pine wood floorboards were entirely caked and smeared in manure and dirt. Adam saw Mother Cyprian pounding that tiled, sterile floor of Riverside Sanatorium with her heels as she moved about looking for Brigida, who was hiding. Anyone else would have done, as long as they could explain to her what exactly had become of Edith Blackleach, and how was it possible that she had been allowed to escape. Adam took a special perverse pleasure in watching Mildred, too, as she lurked about her home, behind closed curtains, wasted away as she was, completely clueless as to what had happened to her son, or rather, the boy she had called her son. And then Adam made his way to Heaven Hill, where Reverend Albert was still sleeping off what would later be a tremendous hangover, and still completely oblivious to all that had happened out at the well. James sat huddled and curled in the basement of the church atop Heaven Hill, unable to look at himself in the light or to be looked upon, as his last moments with Tom LaPont played over and over in his head like some repetitious illness. Each time it seemed to finally clear from the slick gray matter of his brain, it sprouted up once more, keeping James locked in a prison constructed of the fragmented images and sensations of those final few seconds before pushing Tom to what he assumed was his death. Adam, without body, and merely a whisper of darkness, moved between the indiscernible places between the rays of light, moved about the fort. He observed and watched without eyes, seeing only the silhouettes of people as Adam flitted across surfaces and through the air. He recognized their voices as they spoke in the privacy of their own homes. He'd met many of them as he peered out through Tom's eyes all those years. He felt Tom's affection for some and disdain for others. It seemed that consuming Tom's mind had fused those human experiences in Adam, not in his body, but in that unknowable shadowy presence he inhabited as he looked for a new host. Tom's love and hate and fear, it all left a lingering taste, and he found curiosity where before there had been only indifference. Indifference for all his many lifetimes. He'd never felt empathy, but there it was, coursing through him as he digested Tom's thoughts and feelings. Would that change him? Could it make Adam more human? No. No, it only added a flare of excitement, a foreign thrill, as Adam observed each citizen of the fort. His mind bloomed in dark scenarios, what he could do or say to them, how he could turn them against each other. Oh, they were dark thoughts. Dark and delightful thoughts. Arriving at the base of Heaven Hill, slithering up the grass and stone steps, Adam entered the church, Reverend Albert's church. Adam moved through the cracks in the floorboards, zigzagging his way down the aisle, splitting the rows of pews and through the door behind the pulpit where it was darker, where his form could bloom in the shade. He arrived in the furnace room, where the pit and crude staircase into the basement lay open, with its hatch door still missing. Inside, down in the cellar, he could hear desperate, shaky breaths.
Why are you hiding down there, friend?
James opened his eyes and raised his face from where it had been firmly planted in his hands to hide his tears.
Hello? Who's there?
It was much darker in the small cellar than James remembered, and thoughts of the dark man he'd met before in that same cellar came to his mind in that moment.
I'm Adam, and you're James, am I right?
James said nothing.
James, I've come to talk to you about what you did at the well with Tom when you pushed him. How he fell to his death, bouncing off the stones and roots as he fell to the bottom of that unnecessarily deep place.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, you do. I know you do. I was there. I saw it all. You could say I felt it all happen.
Oh. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
Spit fell onto his chin as he began to sob, loudly at first and then falling into silence.
Oh, why cry over broken bones? Accidents happen. Simple as that. But what a shame it is that no one else will see it that way, though. For you to be born, do you have any idea what goes into being born? For you to be here, you needed two parents, four grandparents, eight great-grandparents, 16 great-great-grandparents, and so on. Think of all those moments, the struggles, the battles, the right places, at the right times, the sadness, and love, and all the infinite pieces of the world that needed to be in a place for you to be born. And then for all that to be reduced to a single accident, a slip of the hands. Shameful. But I can make it better for you. I can help you.
What? How? How could you do that?
Do you trust me, James? Go on. Just say you trust me. That would make me very happy. And then I'd love to help.
I trust you? Now what?
James climbed from the cellar, eyes clear of the tears that had wet their lids just moments before, his head held up high, and a smirk that had been missing from his lips once again sat etched across his face.
Freckles and red hair. How familiar. Just like his father. This body will do. I must thank the Reverend when I get a chance for feeding the boy so well.
Today's episode was written and performed by Cole Weavers. Sound production and editing by Matt Black. Our theme song is by the ever-wonderful Charlie P.S. The fort is built on secrets and shadows, on unspoken truths and the designs of the Long Shadows, whoever they may be. But it's also built on the support of its townsfolk. Would you like to support our tiny little monstrosity of a town by mending the roof of the church? Or keeping the doors of the sanatorium for the lost and unwanted open? Or perhaps you'd rather help build the mausoleum for the ones who will never die? In thanks for your support, and for only a few dollars a month, you'll receive episodes of The Town Whispers released early and forever ad-free, as well as exclusive short stories and one-shots to expand your knowledge of what lays dormant and watching under the earth. Would you like to see, with your own frail eyes that can only see what can be imagined by the goodness of a heart drenched in humanity, by receiving digital rewards of the visual variety? All this and more will be revealed on our Patreon. Please consider joining us at www.patreon.com/thetownwhispers. If you would like to support us in other ways, please consider following us on Facebook and Instagram and on Twitter at The Town Whispers, or by leaving a 5-star review wherever you listen to podcasts. For more information on the show, please head on over to www.thetownwhispers.com.
I got the ghost of you inside of my head. What I'm supposed to do, the blood has been shed. He got a dark past in a soul that's unfed. What I'm supposed to do is already dead. He's already dead. Bridges. I'm the one with a loaded gun in the icy and red. What I'm supposed to do, he's already dead. He's already dead. He's already dead. He's already dead.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.